Two British militants believed to be part of the Islamic State group are now in American custody. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
British militants El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Emongkute have been transferred from a detention center in Syria into American custody, according to U.S. officials. The preemptive move was made because of security concerns stemming from Turkey's offensive against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Surviving captives nicknamed El Sheikh Emongkute and other British jihadis the Beatles because of their British accents. In 2014 and 2015, the two allegedly were part of a group that beheaded seven American, British, and Japanese journalists and aid workers and a group of Syrian soldiers in videos released to the world. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Donald Trump predicts his impeachment battle with House Democrats will wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. The president spoke to reporters Wednesday, a day after the White House says it's refusing to participate in the Democratic-led inquiry into whether he should be impeached. Mr. Trump did not say exactly what House leaders must do if they want his cooperation, but he said he would cooperate if they give us our rights and Republicans get a fair shake. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden and current Democratic presidential frontrunner for the first time joined the call by Democrats to impeach Mr. Trump.
We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
Mr. Trump replied by saying that Biden is falling like a rock. He said he doesn't think he's going to make it. The president said in an apparent reference to Biden's recent slippage in the polls. He's now accused Biden of corruption, alleging that when he was vice president, he threatened to withhold loan guarantees to Ukraine unless the government stopped investigating a gas company for which Biden's son, Hunter, held a seat. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors.